I don't know. We're going to talk about Winter Park and their apparent prejudice against little people. There's real evidence of this.
No, there's proof. It's not just evidence.
We have pictures. We have pictures that I'm going to post online that prove that Winter Park is prejudiced against little people. You know, there used to be a whole village of little people on the other side of Lake Holden where Michigan is. You know, Michigan on that side of Lake Holden by I-4. There was a village. It takes a village. It was little tiny houses. And there were little people that lived there that worked for Ringling Brothers. They lived there. But apparently, in Winter Park, this very expensive neighborhood has decided to mock little people.
And in a time when every type of person who could be discriminated against is speaking out, mm-hmm. No one is speaking out for the little people. And we're not talking about children here.
No, we're talking about people that are under 4'11".
Oh, even smaller than that.
No, I think 4'11 is the midget threshold.
Oh my God, you just used the word.
No, I'm just saying.
You just used the word.
There's a height level where it becomes a disability.
A disability now?
I believe
it is. They might argue with that.
I'm telling you. This is true.
Oh my God. We have to talk. I think it would be a classification as opposed to a disability.
I think it's a disability.
Now who's politically incorrect?
I'm not politically incorrect. I mean, try driving a car, you know, a bike, an adult bike. Stay with us. We'll be right back. What is going on in Winter Park? I mean, you know, they sit there and they do their, you know, we're so philanthropic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We give money to all sorts of causes and charities and all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving through Winter Park and we see this street. First, we see the street. And we took pictures of it. First, we see a street called Midget. Was it Midget Street or Midget
Avenue? Drive. I'm looking at it on the map
Midget
right now.
Midget Drive. Midget Drive. Okay. Then we keep driving through the neighborhood. And was it Lake Midget?
Yep. Lake Midget.
Come on.
It is one block south of Fairbanks. Okay.
Yeah.
You know where the big sinkhole opened up in the, you know, 19...
Big giant sinkhole.
Yes, which is
that swallowed the Porsches.
That's correct. 5 Porsches. By the way, do you know what that's now called?
No.
That's called Lake Rose.
They should call it Lake Porsche. You know.
Because of the Porsches that it swallowed?
Right.
But yeah, that's where it's at. It's on Denning. Denning, and it's two blocks
south
of
the... Well, we drove into a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I can't remember why. We were turning around or something.
We were trying to find some place to go to lunch.
I said, Michael, you have to stop here, because it was the portion of the sinkhole where it didn't have a fence. I said, if you keep driving forward, you're going to fall right into the sinkhole. So, turn around, stop, because... I mean, you saw it just, like, dropped off.
Yes. Maybe a slight exaggeration, but not much.
An exaggeration?
I wasn't in the parking lot with the, you know, with the...
There was no more parking lot. What do you think was there? Sinkhole.
Okay, but that's
it was
like,
a sinkhole.
That's now Lake Rose, and it's been
a huge sinkhole.
It's been, you know, paved over and all that.
Paved over?
Yeah. Oh, that sinkhole, Lake Rose, was much, much larger.
Oh, my gosh.
It ate Denning. It ate Denning Drive. If you go back
it
and look
at... It ate an entire car dealership
Yes, it did. Well, not an entire, but
five Porsches. You didn't live here.
No, I didn't live here, but I remember the story. It wasn't, you know...
It's a huge... It's not a small thing.
I know. This is huge.
And so you wonder why I worried about working at iHeart, you know, doing a show at iHeart, rather. You wondered why
you
I had
worried
concerns...
About the sinkholes.
About the 35-story sinkhole that the building sits on.
Okay, Lake Midget, let's get back to the story.
Okay, fine.
How politically incorrect is it in 2016 that in Winter Park, Florida...
You don't call people midgets anymore.
That is a term that has been banned for 20 years.
Right.
I'll tell you,
remember Dave the Dwarf?
Yes.
He doesn't mind being called a dwarf. He was a radio personality in Tampa. That was his name, Dave the Dwarf.
That was his shtick.
Right.
He made a lot of money off of being, you know...
Dave the
Dwarf. A little guy.
Mm-hmm. And
well, you know what? You don't have to keep saying it.
What?
I'm not politically correct, but I bristle when I hear you use the words
that
midget
was his name.
And dwarf, okay? That's what...
The point I'm trying to make is it's wrong.
Yes, it is, and I agree with you. That name should be changed. There are, and I'm sitting here looking at a Google map right now.
So what are you going to call it? Little People Drive?
Lake Midget must just be a description of just how small that lake is. It is tiny. By comparison to...
Yeah, but it's still disparaging.
To small people, correct.
Little people.
Little people.
Yes.
There's even a park.
You know, remember right on the Wizard of Oz?
Oh, my gosh.
Little people.
What's the hand gesture over there?
The little dance.
Oh, my God.
They did the dance.
No. No, 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 no. We're not going to.
We are.
No! I'm going to turn your microphone off so that we don't get, you know.
And we had a whole village.
Yes, there was a whole village.
There's a whole village on Lake Holden. Little People Village.
I remember when we first started coming to Orlando.
I showed it to you.
You showed it to me. Yeah.
But I think almost all those houses are knocked down now. But
yeah, somebody bought the land.
But they used to have these little tiny...
Used Tonka trucks and bulldozed it over.
Houses.
That just went over your head.
Tonka trucks. See, you're bad.
You're bad.
You're just more subtle about it.
It's hard not to.
There's a lot of people who don't realize that if you're under, you know, it's like 4'10 or 4'11, you're considered...
A little person?
A little person.
Please don't use the M word or the D word. Point of this whole...
Midget or dwarf?
Wait, no!
Okay.
Don't say it.
Why?
Because somebody's going to send us a short note, you know, complaining about it.
I already got a note yesterday about cojones. Ooh, I just said that
Friday's show again.
Now I'm going to get another...
Just keep going.
Another letter.
I think that there should be some sort of...
What?
Complaint. Well, maybe not a complaint, but just a suggestion letter to the city of Winter Park that the name Lake Midget...
I think we should have a... what do you call it?
Letter writing petition?
A petition.
I mean, there is Lake Dot... That's over by Lake Adair.
I'm making like
which is just
writing,
a,
you know.
I know.
Gestures.
So come up with another word to describe a tiny lake. Lake Dot is a good example. It's a, you know, lake
well,
whatever.
I mean, here's the thing. If you can't have any other politically correct thing, I mean... They're outlawing things in cemeteries and all this stuff, which I think is a good thing. why do you have something called Lake Midget?
Especially in Winter Park that goes out
in
of
Winter
its
Park.
Way.
You guys say that you're so, you know, above it all.
But apparently not.
But you still call it Lake Midget.
There are two things that we want to cover here. One, Lake Midget. We want to go back and you wanted to
why do you call a lake Lake Midget?
Because it's
in 2016 in Winter Park. Why?
By the way, it's only 1 acre and all the surrounding neighborhood.
Well, maybe that's why they call it Midget. But they should call it a little lake or small lake or something like that.
Now, do you know the difference between a midget and a dwarf?
There's a difference?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. See, here's where...
See, you told me, 10 minutes ago not to say those two words.
I understand that, but I'm talking about... No, no, no. I'm just saying that there is a clinical difference between being...
A clinical difference?
Yes, between being a...
A midget and a dwarf. Dwarfs are smaller, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me just read this.
I'm just asking.
This is from a website, and the question is, why is the word midget offensive? It's not so inherently offensive as it is wrong, and the negative reaction it incurs is less of a matter of political correctness.
I don't know about that.
There is a layer of political correctness, but that's outside the central point, that most dwarfs are not midgets. Midget, as applies to human, conventionally refers to a person. Hold on, let me finish. whose body is reduced proportionately along all dimensions.
All dimensions.
Uh huh. While the status of being a
dwarf. All dimensions.
Uh huh.
I'm serious.
Uh huh. While
look
the
at
status.
Me. All dimensions.
That's what this says. All dimensions.
Okay.
While the status of being a dwarf is defined in terms of height.
So, all dwarfs are not midgets, but are all midgets dwarfs?
No.
So, what's a midget?
Midget refers to a person whose body is reduced proportionately along all dimensions.
I thought you said that was a dwarf.
No, that's a midget.
Okay, what's a dwarf?
A dwarf would be, while the status of a dwarf is defined in terms only of height. Okay, so most dwarfs
this is terrible.
Are not midgets.
I have this picture in my head.
Medically, most
I gotta get this picture out of my head.
Dwarfs are not midgets. The term midget becomes offensive when it's used to describe a dwarf because it demonstrates that the speaker doesn't care enough to distinguish midgets, who are rare and frequently mentally handicapped due to their disproportionately small crania.
Now I feel badly.
From dwarfs in general.
But my thinking about the dwarf people was, have you ever noticed the really short people that have normal size heads? They're short.
Those would be dwarfs.
So that's how you tell the difference. I'm just asking.
Now, see, now you got me thinking. Now you got me. Oh, my gosh.
I am asking a valid question, and you're looking at me.
No, I'm trying to reread what I just read to make sure that I understand the definition properly.
Okay, well.
Okay. Most dwarfs are not midgets.
But what I'm
we are
saying,
so going to radio hell for this. I am just going to say it.
Yeah, we are.
If you are a little bit confused or uncertain, rest assured that it's safe to fall back on the straightforward cover term, little person.
But it's like those small people that have big heads. Those are...
I'm going to have to reread this.
What?
During the break and...
Those are dwarves.
All right, the term midget becomes offensive when it's used to describe a dwarf because it demonstrates that the speaker does not care enough to distinguish midgets. You are interrupting. Who are very rare and frequently mentally handicapped due to their disproportionately small heads.
Okay, so that's not a dwarf.
That's not a dwarf.
That's a midget.
That's correct.
So the people with regular size heads who happen to be short.
Just happen to be short.
Are midgets.
No, they're dwarfs. And by the way, it says, this is a word I can't pronounce, and I'm sorry. It says, the most common type.
God forgive me.
The most common type of dwarfs in general, which are A-C-H-R-O-N, achondroplastic dwarfs.
Hold on.
You're going to come around here and read it for me? This is your role in the show, is to help me with words I can't read.
Achondroplastic dwarfs, who are an average of average intelligence, although obviously not average height. Well.
Okay, so a... Can we move on? Have we not beaten this dead horse totally into the ground? All of this started because Winter Park is so damn politically incorrect.
We made a wrong turn
off of Denning onto Kentucky, and there was freaking Midget Park and Midget Road. I don't even know if there's any homes on Midget Road.
And Lake Midget.
Because the two homes...
And the homes were not small.
No, they were large homes. And they're on Kentucky. They're not even on Midget. So why even have a Midget Road?
They should rename it.
Or Midget Drive. Yes. Just call it Kentucky. Because if you look at a map of it, it's just a little loop.
Is there some relationship there between...
I am begging the city of Winter Park to go out there with a sign and just cover over the word midget and, you know, call it Little Park.
In Kentucky.
Well, Kentucky is the road. Kentucky is a U-shaped road. Okay, I want you to imagine Denning runs
but
north.
Isn't that
where hold on. Hold on. I know Kentucky, where, you know, all kinds of
people marry their cousins.
Yes, I knew you were going to go there.
You could have
Denning runs
a higher percentage of
Denning runs north and south. Kentucky is a U-shaped road with Lake Midget kind of in the middle of it. There is no reason for the back part of the U-shaped road to be called Midget. Just call it Kentucky. It's just a U-shaped road.
Why don't you call it Lake Kentucky?
There you go.
Because that sounds too southern or...
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. But don't call it Lake Midget.
It needs to be changed.
Because then that creates conversations like this
and embarrasses the city fathers and the city mothers over in Winter Park into changing it.
We don't want to embarrass the mothers. Definitely.
Aren't you glad I'm back on the show?
I am so glad. So glad. So now we know the difference between little people, a dwarf, and a midget.